Morning.
31st of May, last day of May. It's a Saturday. And 2 weeks today, well, apart from going to an all-day barbecue round at the Spencers, the culmination of that event is going to start at 11 o'clock at night, which will be England playing Italy in the first game of the World Cup. And that sort of took me back a couple of years from pretty much where we are exactly now, when I first got the sniff of something that is happening as we speak in Brazil, according to Breakfast News and equally according to my knowledge of what's going on. And it's called the lastminute.com of any of these global sporting events, because they have, and most of them, they're usually a 7-year cycle from when they get the decision to the event starting date. And with London, when you look back on it, they were unbelievably good. They had all the stadiums built, they got on top of it, and the things I got involved in at the last minute, albeit they were huge to us, and personally huge to me in terms of doing well from them, as part of the big picture, they were relatively tiny. So the fact they forgot almost the world's supply of temporary flooring to create the bus terminals, and leading to us doing about 50 to 60,000 square metres of kit moving around over a 4-week period, would by any standards be a pretty major project within the hugeness of what was that monster global sporting event. It really was chicken feed. Now, how it appears in Brazil is about 100 times worse than that, in that part of the fundamental factors that they need for a football game is a completed stadium. And according to Breakfast News this morning, the stadium in Sao Paulo, which I think relatively infamously now had an awful crane accident which left a couple of people killed, which is very sad, but it really did put them back, it isn't complete. There's another stadium where you can see out of 42,000 seats, they're not all there. So it sounds like there's problems afoot in a week or two's time with what seems to be a bit of a troubled event. So, I mean, the World Cup's big, it is big, there's no doubt about it, but it's not as big as the Olympics. And same place, in 2 years' time, they're going to be doing that big thing that we were involved with. So it's going to be interesting to watch and keep an eye on and see how that progresses or doesn't. And you can already hear earwiggings on the news. And I don't know what it is. It's like why they've run into these problems and whatever the delays are. I remember years ago being involved, or sort of on the sidelines of being involved, but certainly knowing people who were, with the Athens Olympic Games. And somebody I know quite well, who used to be a production manager with a very, very big rock band, I'll say it's Pink Floyd, and he got asked to go and have a look at things, and working with one of the companies that was dealing with the opening ceremony at the Athens Olympics. And he came to see us afterwards because we were looking at supplying some equipment into this. And his version of it was when he went to the stadium, he never saw more than 2 or 3 people working on it. And this was 18 months out from the event, and it was like a third build. So you just cannot comprehend how these things happen. And funny enough, the same thing happened in 2010 when I went to South Africa, and I was looking at the Green Point Stadium. Well, it wasn't anything. It was a hole in the ground. There was nothing there. And the World Cup was at that point 2 years away. But they somehow seem to happen. Not for the lack of a few people's hair going grey and, you know, a lot of stress and strain. But I suppose these events can't be anything else other than that. But I think when we looked at London and everybody was complaining about, you know, the G4S stuff and other things that were going on that either the public were or weren't aware of, really when you reflect against these other players and these other major nations who are doing the same thing, you know, we're not bad at doing this sort of stuff. I think that's the end result. Great Britain, don't do a bad job when this sort of thing happens. So anyway, that's my muse of the day. Been a while since I had a chat. We'll call this walking and talking number something. I'll work out which one. I think it's either six. We'll go for six. Have a good day. See you soon. The outgoing music.